So you didn't kind of feel, what was your reaction to, this is your first time being with, well, I guess you'd worked in the theater and you'd done writing and stuff, but you were with a different crowd that you'd been with most of your life.
Well, you remember, though, that I was running around with Dad in Miami, and there were show people in and out. And I went with him on some USO things there, and Roger and he and I trekked on down to do things. Dad would do shows. And I loved it. I thought it was very exciting and exotic to me. And in some ways, being on the periphery of show business is better almost than being in it. You have less to lose and more to learn, and you don't have more money, but you don't have, when you lose big, you don't lose that, when you lose, you don't lose that big. In other words, if you had a star part and you got kicked out, you lose a lot. But I found it was fun.
So when you came out here, you knew Dad, and through Dad, other of his friends.
Nobody else. Until Kay Hanna came. But when did I had to meet Kay Hanna while Fritz was still a baby.
So I guess Kay almost
and I worked in the Red Cross together. And then
out here.
No.
Oh.
When I did that emergency in Kentucky. And when she called me, and or somehow or another I got in touch with her. I saw her. I didn't have much contact with her. And then later I had a job down at the State Building, and I found that Kay was working down there as well. But I really didn't know anyone out here. People would say to you, oh, you're going to California. I have a friend in San Francisco. Look him up or look her up. You don't realize California is as big a state as any other, sometimes bigger.
So you had, Dad had friends?
Yes.
Associates?
Yes.
Colleagues?
And people like Tim Henning were very concerned about me.
Is that an African connection? South African?
Tim Henning? I don't think so. I don't know how Dad met Tim. You see, anybody who was British, maybe he was, I don't think he was South African. He was actually British. And somewhere or another he, an awful lot of people would go to the bar of music, and then they would exchange cards, and the first thing we knew, they were over having tea and coffee, and one thing led to another, and we got to be good friends. And
some
I don't
of
think
these
you're
people,
supposed to scratch what you're doing, are you?
It's all you. Some of these people were people whom you felt close to in your own right, or just through Dad?
Oh no, Kay was the only one I knew. I'm trying to remember if there was anybody at all that I looked up when I got here from a Tampa connection. But I don't really believe so. I think one person maybe I knew, but she was one of those kind of stuffy ladies that had been a friend of my mother's, not a friend, an acquaintance. And that was that. But there would be people like Virginia McCreary, who was an awfully nice gal, whose daughter had a son at the same time you were born. And we kind of got together. And then Ed, whatever Ed's last name was, I don't remember. Ed was a doctor who played music here, and his wife had children, and then there was a friend of Dad's who had a pool, and we used to go there once a month or so. And Rosella knew Dad long before I did.
Well, you've been here only a couple of years
before. Well, when I say long, I mean before I did, anyhow. A lot of people will say to me, I knew your husband before you'd met him.